Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Happy summer solstice. Just a few more people coming in. Thank you all very much for coming out on this beautiful Tuesday evening to hear what promises to be an excellent, informative, and important talk and conversation. Evenings like this don't just happen. They happen because a lot of people put in a lot of effort and hard work. And while I was out gallivanting around the country, people were back here pulling this event together. I just came in on the red eye this morning in time, so if I say anything untoward, you can blame it on a lack of sleep, and I apologize for my carbon footprint. But I would like to thank board members and staff of the Columbia Land Conservancy, also board members and staff of Hawthorne Valley Association, and Farm Assist Productions. Is that anyone else besides Johnny? And I'd especially like to thank Hannah Shepherd and Hillary Corson from Hawthorne Valley's end for really pulling this all together. Thank you very much. And there are a few of you out there who helped to underwrite this event, and you know who you are, and from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Most of all, I want to thank Bill for traveling down from Vermont and sharing his insight and wisdom with us. Thank you, Bill. So we're here today in celebration and honoring of the Columbia Land Conservancy, who are celebrating their 25th year of not only conserving land in Columbia County, but also all of the excellent programming that we have all come to know them for. The Land Conservancy, Columbia Land Conservancy, is actually nationally renowned as really one of the benchmark or gold standards of land conservation in the country.
You have enough level.
And yep. They know that it's great. Not just about open space, but what one does with that open space. And as such, in this beautiful county of ours, they have been really, really wonderful supporters of the agricultural community. So we thank them for that. And I'm not going to steal Peter's thunder and let him say a lot more about the Conservancy, but I will say that you're here at Hawthorne Valley, and this Hawthorne Valley farm is 400 acres, and we were actually one of the earliest easements with CLC, and I think at the time we were the largest. And we've had a partnership with CLC over the years that has spanned many, many projects, and we are always grateful for all that we learn in working with the Land Conservancy, and I know I speak for all of us in saying that we look forward to the long collaborative road ahead. And to hear or to enlighten us more about the Land Conservancy's history, present, and future, I welcome my good friend Peter Payton, Executive Director of Columbia Land Conservancy.
Thank you very much, Martin, and thank you all very much for coming out on this beautiful day for this event. It is really special for us to be here today, hosted by Hawthorne Valley and Johnny's organization in celebration of our 25th. I often find myself saying that Columbia County is really an unbelievably great place to be doing conservation because it is such an extraordinary place from a conservation point of view, and everywhere you look, there is conservation value. But another reason it's a great place to be doing conservation is because we have such good friends. And we don't have any better friend institutionally, a friend that we've worked more closely with and enjoyed more than our relationship with Hawthorne Valley. It's a wonderful organization, as I'm sure you all know. They're terrific not just for what they do, but for the way they do it. And they go about everything that they undertake with a tremendous generosity of spirit and kindness that is just a pleasure to work with. And nothing could exemplify that better than the fact that they called us and said, could we have an event in honor of your 25th anniversary? I don't know of any other nonprofit organizations had that experience, and we're really grateful for it. So thank you very much, Martin, and all of you at Hawthorne Valley. And thanks as well to Johnny, who's been a tireless advocate for farming here in this county. We work with Johnny on any number of projects. We really appreciate her energy and enthusiasm, and appreciate very much the co-sponsorship of this event. Columbia Land Conservancy, as most of you know, is a land trust. We are focused exclusively on Columbia County. And our mission is the modest goal of conserving the farmland, the forest, the wildlife habitat, and the rural character of Columbia County, and strengthening connections between people and the land. It's kind of a mouthful. It actually all means quite a bit. Columbia County really is an extraordinary place. We have over 100,000 acres of prime farmland. That's more than a quarter of the county. And that doesn't even count the pasture land, which doesn't qualify by the charts as good farmland, but it's perfectly farmable and worthy of farm production. We have enormous tracts of contiguous forest land and wildlife habitat. We have huge water resources. And any of you who drove here today know that it's beautiful beyond belief everywhere you look. So there are conservation opportunities all around. And we have a very small population, one of the smallest populations in the whole Northeast area, which means there's an awful lot of open space that isn't occupied by people or by developments. So we have a great opportunity here. We have a great opportunity as a community to kind of get it right and to see that what happens to this county in the next 25 or 50 years, it doesn't have to be the same course as what's happened to a lot of our friends and neighbors to the south of us, where development pressure has been more intense and where communities have not necessarily been able to get it right. Getting it right isn't easy, and I'm not glib about that, but I do believe that communities, municipalities, groups of people, if they decide that they want to conserve what is really special about a place and still have a productive human community, they can do it. And that's basically what the CLC is working to try to do. I don't have time to go in great detail about everything that we do, but it's important for you to know that we have these five major program areas. Like all land trusts, we started and still do enthusiastically hold conservation easements on private land. This is private land. We do not own it. The map out at the table will show you where those lands are. We at this point have easements on 21,000 acres of land in the county. That's about 5% of the county. And every year that grows a bit. We decided a long time ago that that is not enough. It's a good thing, but conservation easements alone will not ensure the future of this county. We have basically run a park service. We have some 2,000 acres of land and 10 different sites where people can go and hike and fish and birdwatch. Ironically, for all the open space in this land, there's actually relatively little publicly accessible open space. Most of it's private, most of it's posted. And one thing we realize is that if people don't have opportunities to get out into the land, develop a relationship with nature, the future of everything we're trying to do is in jeopardy. In that connection, we also have a very active education program. We work with people from the ages of 3 to 93. We have a full-time educator and a lot of volunteers who work on that, and several thousand people a year go through one or another of our programs. More recently, we developed two other programs which we think are equally important to a conservation strategy here in the county. One is to try to work however we can, including, but definitely not limited to, easements to support the farm community. It's obvious from a drive down any road here that farming has had a heavy influence, a critically defining influence in shaping the landscape of this place and making it what it is. We think the opportunities for a potentially thriving farm community here are enormous and exciting, something that's kind of evolved over the last 10 years. And that there really could be a strong future for farming here, and people really could make a living as farmers, and we think that would be, among many other good things, a great conservation strategy. So We are trying to do whatever we can beyond simply holding easements on land to encourage that, and we have a number of, I think, fairly creative programs and other ideas we're working on to plug in using the skill set that we have. Some of that is described in the material out on the tables. And lastly, but not least, we also have a very active program to encourage thoughtful land use planning. However wonderful the outdoor and natural world in Columbia County is, there are 60,000 people who live here. This is not the Alaskan tundra. And if you're going to talk about conserving important natural areas, you have to also talk about where are people going to live, where is business going to take place, and how are we going to organize our communities in a way so that we can have a thriving and productive human community and still value the natural, incredibly valuable natural assets that we have. So we have a full-time person on our staff who works with the local government, with county government, with community groups all over the county in a whole array of kind of land use planning kinds of projects. And we think that's a really important piece of conservation. The last part of our mission, the business about strengthening connections with the land, is a little more elusive perhaps, but it really infuses everything we do. If people don't have experiences in nature, if people don't value nature, if they lose their connection with a sense of place in nature, 50 or 60 years from now, everything we're doing isn't going to mean a lot if it doesn't mean a lot to people. So we think that's an incredibly important part of any conservation strategy, and it's something we're trying to do. From everything I've said, it should be apparent that one thing we think about all the time that sort of permeates everything we do is we're thinking about the future. We're very proud of what we've accomplished in the last 25 years, but we feel, A, we've only gotten started, and B, we intend to be here, as the easements say, it's kind of daunting, forever. And if we're going to be here forever, we need to be a strong organization, we need to keep working, and we need to think about what is the county going to look like 15, 20, 50, 100 years from now. Something we think about a lot. And in our work every day, we have to think about it. I think it's really fitting and very special for us in that regard to have Bill McKibben speaking at this event. The future, thinking about the future, is really all about stewardship when you think about it, and what it really reduces to, what we're doing, is thinking about how to be a good steward of the incredibly fragile but important and wonderful natural resources we live in, and ultimately of the earth. Bill McKibben, as you all know, has devoted his life to this subject, and in particular to thinking about what is doubtless the overarching critical challenge of our age, which is climate change, and to stewardship and thinking about what it means to try to keep this fragile earth together. So we are really honored to have Bill McKibben speaking here today. Thank you again to Martin and Johnny and all of you, and to Bill McKibben for doing it. And we're looking very much forward to hearing what you have to say. So thanks a lot.